Chapter 4, Missing Snake. I'm looking for a missing snake, Marmalade told Roger. The Johnson's pet snake is named Cecil. He got out of his cage again. No one can find him. Eric is very unhappy about it. He has been crying all day. I want to make Eric smile again. Have you seen a snake? Roger thought. I know the snake you mean, he said. I haven't seen him today, but I'm very good at finding things. Maybe I can help you find him. That would be the most helpful. Where do you suggest we begin? It felt good to be helpful. Roger's mind went to work. Where has Cecil been found before? The cat shrugged. Law papers in the air vents, under the bed, behind the dryer. And have you looked in all those places? Yes, no snake. Mr. Roger, what do all those places have been called? The cat licked her paw. I don't know.
I do,
said Roger. Behind the dryer is warm, under the bed is warm, and inside the vent is warm. They're all warm places. Cecil must like warmth. The cat stopped washing. She stared at Roger. I never would have thought of that. Where else is warm? Roger thought carefully about it. He pictured all the places in the house. He crossed off all the spots that were cold. Finally, he had three places left. Cecil might be near my house, said Roger, or he might be under the stove, or he might be in the attic. Marmalade jumped up. Let's go find him. Will you help me look? Her big green eyes shone with friendly light. How silly he had been to think the cat looked scary. Sure, Roger said. Marmalade invited Roger to ride on her back. At the kitchen door, she stopped to let Roger off. The Johnsons must not see their cat giving rides to rats. Roger asked the cat to look by the stove. Then they would meet in the hall near Roger's home. Roger took the pipes to the water heater. He did not go into his home. He hadn't decided what to tell his family about his bad day. Instead, he looked for any clues of the missing snake. There were no scale marks in the dust. Nothing had been moved. He heard a meow in the hall. He pushed his way out through a mouse hole near the floor. At first sight, Roger could tell that the cat had not found the snake. There was a droop to her tail. Any luck? she asked Roger. No, said Roger. There were no prints in the dust. I don't think he has been here at all. I heard Mrs. Johnson talking to Eric. She's scared. There has been some breakings around here lately. Eric now thinks that someone stole his snake. Do you think someone stole the snake? No, I'm sure he just got out. Cecil is always getting out of his cage. Roger looked up and down the hall. We haven't checked the attic yet, he said. The attic is the warmest room in the house. Maybe Cecil is there. Hop in again, offered Marmalade. I'll take you up there. In two quick flicks of a cat's tail, Marmalade and Roger were up the attic stairs. The door to the attic was locked, but Roger knew how to get there inside. He jumped off Marmalade's back and squeezed under the door. Then he climbed up a box. From there, he jumped to the door handle. He turned the lock with his paws. "Now leap against the door," he told Marmalade. "It will bounce open." Soon both of them were standing in the dim, dusty attic.
"You are very resourceful,"
said Marmalade. "Resourceful?" asked Roger. "That means you are full of ideas for solving problems." Roger grinned. "Now, where would a snake hide in here?" whispered Marmalade. Roger peered at the floor. "Aha!" he saw it. There was a thin, twisty path in the dust. It led to an old trunk. He pointed it out to Marmalade. The cat pulled her nose to the dust and sniffed. She sneezed. "Is that the sound, my friend Marmalade?" asked a new voice. "Yes," called the cat. Her green eyes glowed like lamps in the dark attic. She peered behind the trunk. Roger followed her. There, in the space between the wall and the trunk, lay the longest white snake that Roger had ever seen. The snake reared up when it saw them. His scales glittered in the moonlight, coming through a skylight. "Who is this?" asked the snake. He was looking at Roger.
"Cecil, meet my new friend Roger the Rat. He's the one who found you,"